Blog Talk Radio. tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Yes, they are, Ghost. Hey, everybody. Vince in the Bay, back with you on yet another Monday night. And I'm here to celebrate the announcement today on Monday. What is this? The year of our Lord, Monday, April 11th. 2011, that would be 04-11-11. So today would be they announced the lineup for the Outside Lands Festival, a huge festival that's been going on here for a couple of years now, sort of the Bonnaroo of San Francisco or the West Coast. I don't know what you want to call it, but it's a good time. I've been to it. I was at the first year, and I don't think I've been back since. So, I don't know. I'm always in close proximity, so I'm kind of interested in the lineup this year. Not a lot of people that I've seen live before, so I think it might actually be worth the little saunter down to the grounds there in Golden Gate Park. It's a beautiful, beautiful stage for a concert. It's glorious. Pack layers, though, kids. Plenty of layers. Now, this festival doesn't start for another 3 months or something. I think it's in August. I don't know. I'll figure out the exact dates and all that stuff. But so that, hence the 8-minute Fish song at the beginning of the show. So we get the Fish out of the way, kids. It's done. Fish is going to play at the show. So if you miss that and you don't like Fish, then, hey, you're in the clear for the rest of the show. Probably not going to be any more Fish because there's a lot of great people that are playing, and I only have so much time, so I'm only going to play so many tracks. But I will hopefully be joined by a good friend of the program, a former BTR host and now a host of his show on Shoutcast, I think it is now. And I'm talking about JC. He is from the 510 radio program. And if I'm not mistaken, you can find that at the510.squarespace.com. It's a music site basically based in the Bay Area. He does a lot of interviews with artists that come through town here, and he plays a mix of all sorts of music on his show, which I guess happens every night. I don't know what the schedule is, but we'll get it from him in a minute. If you want to join us tonight, the lines are open as per usual, but I'm going to be chopping it up with JC most of the night, geeking out on this lineup that was just unveiled today. So without any further ado, I think he's on the line with me now. Let me bring him on here. JC, is that you?
Hey, what's up, man?
Yes. Okay, you threw me off. You told me you were going to call through from a 510 number, I think, and you called on another.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I apologize. Number. Yes, a 925.
So I was kind of vamping a little bit because I wasn't sure, and then I was like, you know what? I bet it's him.
Yeah.
So I'm glad
yes.
I rolled the dice. Yeah.
Yes.
How you doing,
yeah,
man? Welcome
to
the show.
Yeah, so I'll correct you a little bit. The website's just the510.com. That leads you to that Squarespace site. But, yeah, it's the-T-H-E-F-I-V-E-10.com. And, yeah, we used to be on Blog Talk. And when Blog Talk started talking about charging people, we decided we wanted to go. If we were going to pay money for the site, we wanted to we wanted our show to sound really good, so we went to Shoutcast. And so instead of just doing our show, we have our regular show, which usually airs every Monday night at 8 p.m. Pacific on the 5. And you can just go to the 510 and out pops a little flash player. Or you can listen to us on your Droid phone, your iPhone. You can listen to us on Real Player, QuickTime, Windows Media Player, whatever you can get internet radio on, we're on it, which is awesome. Love that. And, yeah, we bring in guests every week. We've had some really remarkable guests. We had Henry Rollins on our program, which was incredible. Margaret Cho, All Time Low, 30 Seconds to Mars. We've got some really good guests coming up in the coming weeks. I've got Elvis Costello coming into the studio. Going to talk to Yellow Card when they come through the Bay. So good stuff, man. But we're not here to really talk about this. We're here to talk about the Outside Lands Festival.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the lineup was announced this morning, wasn't it?
It was announced this morning. Do you want me to go briefly through some of the bigger names, or you want me to read off all 59
bands? Yeah. No, just give me the headliners first. Give us a nice little overview.
The most notable is Muse, of course, is the big headliner. Fish, as you so elegantly played at the beginning of the show here. Arcade Fire is a great band live. The Black Keys, Deadmau5, MGMT, Girl Talk, The Decemberists, John Fogerty, which you could categorize in the where the hell does this guy fit category. Erykah Badu, The Original Meters.
Oh, you know what? I'll explain that really quick. Phil Lesh wasn't available.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That makes sense then.
And that's who that Phil just said, oh, I can't do it, so here, hit up John.
Yeah. The Roots, which is an awesome band on the Jimmy Fallon show. Arctic Monkeys, Big Audio Dynamite in the We Need to Find an Obscure 90s Band category.
Yes, I'm so stoked. I've been playing Big Audio Dynamite on my show lately, and all of a sudden they appeared back on the concert scene. I'm stoked. I think I fucking virtually sort of summoned them back from the dead. You're welcome, America.
There you go. There you go. Big Boy from Outkast, OK Go, Chick Chick Chick, Lyrics Born, who is the only performer for all the Outside Lands Festival. It's the fourth year. Lyrics Born is the only one to ever play twice. So this will be his second time for Outside Lands. He played the inaugural year, and he'll be back this year. Foster the People, they've been making a tremendous amount of noise, and they're actually playing in the Bay Area, I think, in the coming week or so. And the Vaccines, they're major label backed, and they're going to be playing the festival as well. And local favorites, the Limousines, which is Eric Victorino. If you don't know who Eric Victorino is, if you remember the band Strata from the 90s, That's Eric Victorino used to head that band, and now he quit Strata, I believe, in 2007 or 8, and started this electronic thing, the Limousines. And they've been just going crazy. They played an amazing set at South by Southwest, and the buzz on them is just huge. They're on Dangerbird Records, so they've been making a big splash. So excited to see those guys keeping going and keeping that gravy train going. So that's really it as far as the major players that kind of stand out to me. I would be excited to see Foster the People, but I mean, out of the 59 bands, I mean, I can only count 15 bands that I'd be willing to go watch. Other than that, it's not a great lineup. I mean, if you think about it, Vince.
Yeah, it's lackluster. I agree.
Beastie Boys, Foo Fighters, and Red Hot Chili Peppers all have big albums coming out this year. None of them are on this.
But none of those guys are. None of those guys are playing any major festivals, though. So.
I believe they're going to play Lollapalooza this year.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. They might be one-offs towards the second half of the year. But as far as like Coachella, Bonnaroo, they're not. None of those guys are on. Like, basically, all these bands are all on Coachella or Bonnaroo, but minus some other big names. It feels a little uninspired to me as well. I mean, I definitely want to go, though, because I haven't seen half of these bands. I've never seen Muse live. I think that would be cool just to see them. Like, Arctic Monkeys. I've never seen Arctic Monkeys. I've never seen Chick Chick Chick. I've never seen the Black Keys. I would love to see those bands. I'm going to go to see them. You know, you're right, though. It's out of 50 bands, there are probably only about, 10% worth, coming out for. But I think the ones that are worth coming out for are a big enough pull.
I mean, here's the thing. Are you willing to pay the price for this show? Because, it's funny. A bunch of my friends were like, man, you know what? What if we just get a cabana? We'll split the cost, and we'll just get a cabana. And that way, if we get 20 of us to split the cost for a cabana, we can have a good party. We'll be in the VIP section. We'll get to see it all weekend. You know how much a cabana is, Vince?
No.
Well, $25,000 is what the organizers for Outside Lands want you to pay for you and 20 of your friends to play in the VIP area all weekend. $25,000. In this recession, who the hell can afford that?
Yeah, that's insane.
I don't know how many they think they're going to sell of these things. And from what I understand, the Eager Beaver package, those tickets that they sold ahead of, which in past years have sold out, because the anticipation for the lineup has always been great. So this Eager Beaver package that people can buy tickets before the announcement, those didn't sell out this year. So tickets go on sale this Thursday, April 14th at 12 p.m., noon Pacific, and I'll be interested to see if these things sell out or not. It's just not a strong lineup. Other than the three that you talked about, Muse, Arcade Fire, Black Keys, I mean, I really don't see any of these guys drawing a big crowd. Fish will draw a crowd because San Francisco's full of, hippies that will draw to Fish. But I don't know that they're going to pay $60-$70 to go see Fish when they can
probably see Fish. No, don't worry. Fish is going to bring the Fish heads. They're playing both nights, right? Are they playing two nights?
They're playing two sides. Well, it's a three-day festival, so it says two sides. Well,
they're playing the last 2 days. They're going to play the last two nights, or the first night and the last night, something like that. Yeah. Oh, no, the hippies will be there. It's going to be I live really close to the park. It's going to be a mob scene. It's going to be insanity.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm seriously going to put an extra padlock on that door.
Yeah. Hopefully we get press passes this year. Otherwise, I really couldn't see myself paying anything for the show. I mean, I'm just really.
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
A lot of these bands come through anyway. Girl Talk, Black Keys, December. So I'll come through either the Fillmore, the Warfield.
Oh, yeah.
Fox,
they're going to play after shows or pre shows. Yeah, it'll be. You'll get to see them, in an intimate, extended environment, too.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, the Roots I wouldn't mind seeing because I, we watch them all the time on Silent, and they've been. It's awesome. I would love to see those guys. But the Joy Formidable, Stone Fox is another good album, another good band. Like I said, man, tough year for the Outside Lands. I wish them the best because you know what? I am a Another Planet fan because those guys, they took a theater that had been dormant for 40 years and turned it into one of the most amazing spaces in the Bay Area. Not only that, but they revitalized a neighborhood that otherwise probably would have gone unchecked. And the Uptown area in Oakland is amazing. And Another Planet could be thanked for venues like the Uptown and the New Parish, for them thriving, because without...
Oh, I love the New Parish.
Oh, I love it, too. It's an amazing space. And they've got a great lineup of guests coming. You know, an Alien Ant Farm are going to be playing there pretty soon. I saw some other really good
The
bands.
Memorials. I'm going to go see the Memorials.
Yeah. And so that could all be thanked from Another Planet putting and investing in our local community. And
you know what that place reminds me of? What's that place? Tipitina's in New Orleans?
I have not.
Dude, the New Parish, it feels like the West Coast Oakland version of Tipitina's. It's a little small, intimate, with the upstairs where you can look down like right on top of the action with a bar on the side.
Yeah.
Same exact thing. Same idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, instead of in New Orleans, it's here in the Bay. It's so awesome. I was there for New Year's, actually, to see Lyrics Born and The Coup and Rupa and April Fishes, all outside lands veterans. And it was off the hook, man. I love that place, dude, and I'm definitely going to go back. I just had a guest on my show last week. Her name's Karen Page. She's a singer. She works with Latif and Lyrics Born and all these guys as a singer, and she's got her own thing out, and I had her on about that. And she's playing she's opening up for the Memorials. That's going to be off the chain. And there's some other band that's like, I think one of the keyboard players for the Mars Volta plays in the third band that's in the lineup. So that's like at the end of the month, I think.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting. Here's the thing about Outside Lands. Outside Lands has always been sort of like this thing that's focused on the demographics and the culture of the San Francisco area. It's not like Lollapalooza is very much like they'll have Dr. Dre or Eminem mixed with Red Hot Chili Peppers and the Black Keys and stuff like that, or Boombershoot or Voodoo Fest or even Coachella. If you look at Coachella is an okay lineup. I wasn't blown away by it. There was nothing on there that shocked me. Like, I was there in 2008. I was at Coachella when Prince played, and that was probably the most epic concert I'd ever been to. Coachella blew me away that year. Since 2008, there has not been a lineup at Coachella that has blown me away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I hear you. It was all downhill after Rage Against the Machine came back at Coachella.
You're right.
And I was there, and I was there with The Coup as a videographer. And so I got backstage to all that shit, and it was off the chain, dude. That was the biggest party I had ever been to, and it was at Coachella, and it was sick. It was like,
and I'll be honest,
amazing.
That was the year I discovered a lot of really good music that year. Like, that's the year I remember I discovered Brother Ali. And I was always a fan of Brother Ali, but I watched the live stream from Coachella that year when he played before Rage Against the Machine. And I remember after that, I was like, man, that is awesome. And ever since, I've been a huge Brother Ali fan. But you're right. After that, there really hasn't been any. I'll be honest, though. The 2008 one that I went to was the year that MIA played a side stage. And it was like one of those side electronic tents. And I was sitting next to Lucky IM from Living Legends, and we were backstage, and we were watching people crawl underneath the tent, climb up onto the stanchions just to catch a glimpse of MIA. That was the kind of buzz that they were creating. I saw Dredge that year on a side stage, and Gavin and crew were awesome. I saw Vampire Weekend on a side stage there as well. It was a really good lineup that year. But ever since then, it's just, I haven't seen that oomph. And the same thing could be said for the Southside Lands Festival. Ever since Pearl Jam played that inaugural year, it's been in a steady decline, and they've been fighting to keep that San Francisco vibe, but at the same time have a stellar lineup. And that's super difficult to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they are definitely keeping it Bay Area. They're trying to keep it real. They always have Bay Area artists on the side stage. And let's hear from one of the Bay Area artists, the legendary crew that's getting back together. This is Lyrix feature. This is basically what's his name? Lyrix Born and Latif the Truth Speaker, an old project they did back in the 80s or 90s. Here's Lady Don't Techno, and they're going to be featured at Outside Lands. We're geeking out to this lineup that was just released today, and we're going to hear from Lyrix right here on Blog Talk Radio and Disorderly Conduct with Vince in the Bay.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hey, it's Vince in the Bay back here with you, taking your calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm joined tonight by JC from the 510.com. It's a music site you can check out at the510.com. And big ups to him. He's in the chat room as well, so hit him up in there. He's resurrected his BTR account for this glorious occasion.
Absolutely.
Right on, man. Well, I'm glad to have you here, bro. It's good to have you on. You're welcome to come on the show anytime to chop it up about music and music-related shit. I'd love to have you on as a featured person anytime you're willing and available.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I love talking about the new stuff that's coming out. And, some of the new stuff that I'm really digging, like the new Dredge album is really good. I've been digging that a lot. I've just been playing that on repeat. The new album's been, it's produced by Dan the Automator. And you can immediately feel his influence on the album from track one to the end of the album. It's all Dan the Automator. And there's a couple of tracks, like the first single, that are more, that remind you what Dredge is all about. But then it goes right back into what Dan the Automator does. So it's a really good album. It's going to be different. And if Dredge fans are going to be like, you know, looking for old school Dredge, they'll be happy with the single. But other than that, they might be unpleasantly surprised. I liked it. It was a little different. You can tell they're trying to go a different direction and mature a bit. But still really good. Thursday is another good one. I really like that album. And the new Foo Fighters, of course. Who can't like that album? That was
I didn't realize the Foo Fighters album already came out. I was going to review it on my show, and I looked it up, and I was like, oh, shit, it came out last week. Fuck.
Actually, I think it comes out tomorrow.
No, it's online right now. This thing's online. Well, it's online right now because it's midnight in the East Coast, so... I'll do a review of it tomorrow. I love the way iTunes is set up. It's so easy to just filter out all the garbage that these bands put out now.
I try to give people props.
Like I checked out the new Snoop Dogg. I did a review of that on my show, and you know the guy put out a record with 25 tracks. And you know, like 10 of them are good. He should just put out 10 songs. Have a couple bonus ones. If people download the whole record, you get these extra. Or like some of the bands, I like what they're doing now. They have a free track you can download. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Usually they give you a garbage throwaway track that they weren't going to put on the record anyways. But still, it's free. It's something you can take.
Jane's Addiction just released a brand new track. It's the first track in 8 years. If you go to janesaddiction.com, you can just put in your email address, sign you up for their newsletter, and then you get a download link to their first song in 8 years. And then, you just go unsubscribe to the newsletter, and then you have your nice MP3. But Billy Corgan's really good about that, too. There was a time where he was releasing a new track every week, and it was a lower quality. And then when he had released all the tracks from the album, then you could buy a much nicer version, a much cleaner, better quality version of the album. But a lot of artists are doing that now, where they're just giving away their music. Gabe Grohl found out that his album was leaked, so he streamed it up on their site. You know, most Foo Fighters fans are going to buy the album either way. But that's the debate we have on our show pretty frequently with the bands that I have on my show, is where do people think the music industry is headed? Because everybody's of the agreement that physical form of music is gone. It's dying. You know, when we were kids, we had tapes, we had CDs, I keep going back to my day, we had 8-tracks, we had records, we had vinyl. And vinyl is making a little bit of a resurgence, but for the most part, physical media is going away. And a lot of bands are doing different things. There's a band called Get Busy Committee, and what they did was they released an Uzi-shaped USB drive for $20. They put it out themselves. They bought this mass amount of USB drives from a Chinese supplier, so they got them at a discounted rate. They hand-loaded each USB drive with their album and then sold them for $20. The kids made thousands of this do-it-yourself sell of these albums, and the album's really good. It was one of my top albums of 2010. So there's a lot of bands doing this do-it-yourself, and these days with Twitter, Facebook, you know, MySpace sort of still relevant, you don't really need a record label anymore. There's things that major labels can still do. They can still get you on bigger tours. They can get you into the bigger festivals and venues. But for the most part, there are bands out there that are growing and doing it themselves the grassroots way, using the internet as their boombox.
Yeah, that's what's up. Amen, brother. And let's boom some more shit on the boombox we call BTR. This is some live news. We're going to be performing live at the Outside Lands Music Festival. Headliners include Fish, Arcade Fire, the Black Geeks. Now, there's not a band called the Black Geeks, but there will probably be somebody in a band somewhere that's black and a geek. So you can probably find that as well. The Black Keys, MGMT, Girl Talk, The Decemberists, Erykah Badu, The Meters, The Roots, Arctic Monkeys, Big Audio Dynamite, Soundtribe Sector 9, Warren Haynes, and Big Boy. That's among the many performing. And once again, here's Muse live. This is their performance at the Grammys, which they won, I think, this year. And they're making the festival circuit this year. I think they're playing at all the big festivals. I'm pretty sure they're at Coachella, Bonnaroo, Outside Lands, probably Lollapalooza. I don't know. They're everywhere. Here they are live on Blog Talk Radio.
Patriot Greg.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Vince in the Bay. Back with you for another hour and 12 minutes here on this cavalcade of mediocrity I call disorderly conduct. And if you would like to jump aboard, it's real easy. The number that I expressed to you in the recording lead-in deal into the show here stated it is 1-347-826-7667. Dial that number, press the number 1, and that raises your hand and alerts me to your presence and wanting to join the conversation, which apparently the one angry Jew wants to do. Hey, what's up, Jew? What'd it do?
I have nothing to say.
Why is your hand up, dude?
Forced to have it.
Oh,
but
right
you can,
on.
You can leave me on, and if I have
no,
to.
No, I want your running color
sure
commentator.
I'll make sure I let you know.
Yeah, please, please. Well, you're on now with my good friend from the 510. His name is JC. He's got his own show. You can find it at the510.com. He does a weekly show where he interviews bands locally and all from all over the globe who pass through the Bay Area. And apparently he's based in the East Bay, because, hence the 510, I presume. Right, JC?
We were trying to figure out what to call our show, and since my area code is the 510, we just decided to call it the 510 and then, like, market it a fancy way. Other than that, it really has nothing to do with the East Bay.
Even though you're calling me from the 925.
Exactly. See, that's even further proves my point that it's
yeah.
So
what you're saying is your whole little thing here is a big lie. Is what you're saying.
It's a ruse. I've just exposed the chicken wire behind the grandiose scheme that we have going. Yes.
Yep. I thought so.
Why is it, dude, the only performer that I recognized was Erica Badu?
You don't know John Fogerty?
No.
Or Fish? Or Muse?
No.
That was just played on Vince's show?
No.
Wow.
Not a chance.
Oh, you've certainly heard of Chick Chick Chick.
I have not.
Oh, well, you
Big
will.
Big Audio Dynamite?
You
have you
will.
Been around in the last 30 years? Big Audio Dynamite?
Oh, yeah, you should know Big Audio Dynamite. You were a kid when they were around.
Audio Dynamite? No.
No, Big Audio Dynamite.
Big, little, doesn't matter. No.
All right.
You listen
yeah,
to
well,
music. Let's start from there and work our way backwards.
Yes.
Okay, there's one part. See, in my line of work, we call this troubleshooting. So we got to pinpoint where the
what
fault
is. It?
Is.
What is your work?
Similar to yours, ironically similar, or coincidentally similar to yours, Jew.
About that. A logical
thinking. I am an engineer. So I, as a professional in my day job, work to resolve issues. So
passengers are freight.
Fine. No, I work in voice over IP. So it's all telecommunications that I do.
A Cisco gentleman.
No, good God. That Cisco is a four-letter word in the VoIP world. No, I work in the Avaya world, which is much better, trust me. But let's get back to your thing. What kind of music do you listen to?
Jazz.
Then nobody on this lineup is going to even remotely...
No, the Roots, the Roots. You've heard of the Roots, right?
I have not.
Oh, come on. The Roots? I played them on my show before, dude. They just came out with a record with
John
Legend.
I have to tell you, look, my repertoire of jazz, and I've seen most of the greats prior to their dying, but it goes from anywhere from Nancy Wilson to Joe Wilson, all the jazz greats, even Ethel Merman.
No, he loves Ethel Merman. It's the only reason why he comes to my show, because I play Ethel Merman songs sometimes.
Wow.
But
hey,
I enjoy the Quiet Storm. I enjoy Erykah Badu. I like a lot of the black performers, at least the ones that aren't espousing violence.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the older ones, like Teddy Pendergrass. And
well, this would be a great opportunity for you to broaden your musical spectrum, as it were.
Wow. You know, let me tell you what formed my musical spectrum, because I know what did it. Chicago.
Ouch. Chicago's a good band.
Chicago 2.
Peter Cetera?
Chicago 2. In fact, I bought 2 Chicago 2s because I wore out the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, the musical Chicago.
No, Chicago.
The band.
That's correct.
The band.
Yeah. Peter Cetera. Chicago.
Speaking of Chicago, let's listen to them. They're playing at Outside Lands too. We're going to hear a track from them and be right back.
Back. vida ha completado la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey everybody, it's the band back on with you. It's Blog Talk Radio. It's Disorderly Conduct. It's Mayhem. It's Chaos. It's Vince of the Bay with the Jew, and also my good friend and co-host or guest tonight, JC from the 510.com. So JC. Tell me what you know. Well, first of all, tell me what you know about the Arctic monkeys. I'm not really familiar with them.
They're one of those bands that they had a hit a couple years ago, and other than that, they really haven't done much beyond that. They released a couple of albums since their big hit, but they're an English indie rock band. Basically, is what they're from Sheffield, England, and they had some success. We have in our general rotation a track called "I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor," and that's probably my favorite. That came from their first single when they signed to Domino Records back in 2005, and I like that one. They've had some lineup changes, but they really haven't. They released a new album called "Suck It and See," and that's their newest one.
That's weird. Hey, you know what? They took that from me. That's one of my mottos when I was growing up as a kid.
Yeah, suck it and see.
Yeah, nice, yeah. Nice. Hey, it'll get you far in life, kids. You betcha. Got me where I am now, and sustains me to this day.
Nice. That album comes out in June, and I think it's going to come out the same on Domino/Warner. But I haven't listened to it yet. Warner hasn't sent it to me yet, but I'm sure I'll get it.
Those bastards! Fuck those guys! Fuck. Aren't they all Jews?
They probably are.
Yeah.
Hey,
you should call these guys. Call your brethren, your homeboys over there. Oh wait, you're not connected to anybody in the entertainment industry. Instead of the one angry Jew, he should be the one worthless Jew.
Uh oh.
I'm sorry. Did I miss something?
No, it doesn't sound like you did.
I was just alluding to the fact that
I'm good with the Jews, so I like that. So.
You like what?
I said I'm in good with the Jews, so
you are.
I don't want to. Yeah,
most Jews don't like me.
Cool.
Most Jews don't like me.
No?
No.
Is it just because you're angry, or do you have a message to spread, or is it just?
Well, I don't exactly fit in.
No?
Being in the IT field for many, many years and being a libertarian, I tend to think logically, which doesn't work well in Jewish circles because I don't exactly fit in politically with most Jews.
I would think that would be the opposite because a lot of Jews that I know do think logically. They don't really – they're more conservative. They don't think – irrationally, they don't make irrational decisions.
I haven't met many of them.
Oh, you haven't met Benjamin Solomon.
My son goes to my son is half Thai. Obviously, his mother is Thai. And,
I'm a troll and a liar.
He goes to a Jewish school because Jews generally teach better and have better schools.
I'm a troll and a liar.
However, people there do not agree with me.
I'm a troll and a liar.
95% of them do not.
It's interesting.
I'll give you an example.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Yes. I was sitting in the car last summer just about to drop my son off to camp, I think it was, and I was Obama had come on the radio, and I said that Obama was a bad man, and my son has been repeating that now. He's four, but he's been repeating that now for a year, and anytime he sees a picture of Obama or hears him, he says, that's a bad man. A woman walking up with her son, a little bit younger than mine, walked up to my window, and she said, do you teach your son that Obama is a bad man? She overheard, and I said, well, as a matter of fact, I do. She said, why would you do something like that? I said, well, let me see if I can explain it to you. I want to teach my son to accurately recognize bad from good. And Obama, being a bad man, is a great example of somebody who's bad and somebody who's hurting him and everybody in America. And she said, that's not true. And I said, well, then you're stupid. I said, do you tell your son that Obama is a good man? She says, yes. I said, well, then you're an idiot. I said, one day your son will grow up and hate your guts because you lied to him, because, again, you would lick Obama's ass and tell everybody that it tasted good, when in truth he's probably never cleaned it. Now, most of the people that I've met have a problem with that. I don't know why. I just call it as I see it.
Yeah, and I do too, Jew. And the way I see it right now, and the way I'm going to call it, is I'm just about nodded off there towards the tail end of there, so I'm glad you paused for a second so I could get in the track here by the Arctic Monkeys. I was curious what they sounded like, and I pulled up this track called Brick by Brick by the Arctic Monkeys.
Welcome back. At least three pieces of space junk flying around the International Space Station, putting NASA on full alert. Here's an animation.
Center of the drug traffic. It's one of Valmore's nightclubs. We have it surrounded.
Yahoo.
It's in the Bay. I'm back with you. It's to, where are we? We're in hour number two. And my guest tonight is JC from the 510.com. And we're talking about the Outside Land Festival. I'm sorry?
Your chat is just off the hook. I'm loving. Yeah, I might come back to Blog Talk just to have a chat room that is just as entertaining as what I'm seeing right now.
Oh, and this is nothing, dude. We're just getting warmed up. Get stick around, dude. By the end of the show, hopefully, we're gonna cross our fingers here. Usually, the first hour and a half of the show is really slow in the chat room, and then towards the end, people just start filing in, and it gets kind of weird with the callers, and then randoms start calling in, and I get trolled pretty hard on occasion. Tonight it's been pretty light, actually. But you've already got a fan club. You've got another 510 troll in the chat. It happens every show. Last night it was Steve Ogle. Steve Ogle is a friend of the program, and he goes by Steve Rush in the chat because he likes the band Rush. And there was like five different people that were Steve Rush this, Steve Rush, Steve Rush's mom, Steve Rush's, you know, redheaded stepchild. It was just insane, dude.
This is great.
So watch out. It's going to get nuts.
The only thing I have to worry about is I have Germans that try to flood my website. And it's funny because, and I hope some German hacker randomly is listening to this, but, you know, our stream has a limit of 10,000 listeners, which will probably hit at some point. But for the interim, as we're building up our show, we're not going to hit 10,000. And it's funny because there's some German kid who floods my show with as many streams as he possibly can to try to bring my stream down. And it's gone to the point where he's done up to 167 people streaming my show at once. But it's great because all it does is boost my statistics. It does nothing more than just boost my statistics. So I guess my point here is that most of these trolls, people that think they're doing some damage, are just providing endless entertainment for me. I love it. This is great.
And it boosts your numbers, too. Dude, I had a show like 3 weeks ago where I had three different online message board troll crews all wind up in my chat and on my lines for the entire night, and I literally I've seen a lot of chat rooms blow up on VTR, and it's usually never my show, but out of all the ones that I've seen blow up, I've never seen them blow up like this. Like about three Sundays ago, I did a show, and there was over 500 people live in my chat. It was insanity. And I was getting I got 30 calls, or no, 50 something calls. It was crazy, and they were coming at me. Most of them were like girls too. They were like little like 20 something, right out of high school, little teeny boppers that spend all day on
nothing. There is nothing wrong with little
talking about what Britney Spears or Lady Gaga or whatever. And creepers, and I'm like their poster boy creeper or something. They doxed me and everything. It was crazy. It was nuts.
Oh my god, this is endless entertainment. I may come back to your show every night you're on, Vince.
No, you should, dude. I'm saying though, you're great. I think I've been looking for like a music entertainment correspondent type of person, and I'd love to have you on like once a week just to check in and like talk about new music or whatever you're stoked on, and you can promote your
show.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out. I sent you a link as well in your email, so check that out. That'll provide you some endless entertainment for some new music. But yeah, there's some really good stuff coming out that I'm pretty excited about, and we just had the Bell Brigade. I just talked to them last week, and the interesting part about them is, and Angry Jew, you might actually like these guys because they're more mellow, not really, I don't want to call them like folk singer-songwriter, but they have sort of that vibe to them. The more interesting part to this whole story is they're the direct descendant, they're grandkids of John Williams, who is, of course, the famous composer. And so they have tremendous natural musical talent, and they opened for G Love and Special Sauce at the Fillmore last night, and we had a chance to sit down and talk with them. Great guys. They're brother and sister. The kid's 21, and I think the girl is in her low 20s as well. And so it was a great show. There's a lot of really good music coming out. The unfortunate part of it is it's coming in at a time when, like I said earlier, the music industry is in such disarray. Nobody knows where it's headed. So I think at some point you're going to find that there's going to be a record company that comes out that's basically just called the MP3s that we put out incorporated. And that's it. So.
Yeah, you know, I think it's all also going along with what you're saying. I think the music industry, the landscape now, as far as like releasing music, they're still trying to release it as albums because they still come out with these, you know, group of songs. But really, people go through those, and when I do my music reviews, I pick them apart one by one and say, I would download this, I wouldn't download that. I would download this, I wouldn't download that. And it's like, you know what, why should they even bother putting out, just dumping a bunch of crap? Why not just say, oh, this song was really good, I'm gonna put that out there, and you download it, and that's the single. It's more like back to singles, you know?
Right.
Like the 50s, when everything was like on 45s or whatever.
And I think
the Jew remembers 45s.
The Jew probably remembers A Rock and Fire when it was first presented to the world.
I remember camping once. It was kind of a horror for me, but you know, something.
You remember the scout leader coming into your tent? Or is that painful?
Well, I remember being cold. Jews don't do very well with camping. Try to find a Jewish plumber.
I would imagine that Jews don't go anywhere
fixing your voice over IP.
Higher.
fixing your voice over IP, setting up Cisco IOS. Okay, can do that, but no plumbing.
Yeah, I would imagine that Jews hate open flames entirely.
Open flames. No, I'm actually partial to candles. I like.
You know the one thing I haven't seen? Here's the one thing I haven't seen, the Angry Jew.
There's a lot of things I haven't seen. Let me tell you something. Some things should not be seen.
Maybe this
is
going to be your niche. You're going to corner the market. You ready? You ready for this? You're going to be the first guy that opens up a Jewish pizza joint. Because think about it. Jews.
No, I won't be, because there's one around the corner from me. There's one around the corner from me. It is a kosher.
There's a Jewish pizza place.
It is a kosher pizza place. And it's around the corner from me.
That actually sounds interesting. What kind of pizza do they serve at a kosher pizza?
Well, I can tell you that there's no pepperoni on the menu.
I would imagine that would be off the menu because pepperoni is probably the antonym of kosher.
Now, I took a friend of mine. She was a beautiful Israeli woman. We drove to Virginia Beach several years ago, and for some reason, I didn't think that pepperoni.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. I don't care. I've got calls to get to. I've got JC. He's a very busy guy. We shouldn't waste his time with the Jews' fucking home movies or whatever they amount to.
Is there a drop button in this, Vince?
There is. No, the Jew is. He's a regular. He's a regular here. He brings, believe it or not, he brings something to the proceedings, and I like to have him here. He's always great with interrogating guests, and I also want to bring on another good friend of the program. Out of the South Bay, representing, this is Goofy Bone. What did it do, Goofy?
It's popping, Vince. It's popping, JC.
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm just hearing Jews' merry-go-round of bullshit, you know, once again. But, you know, the Jew is smart. I wanted to get the Jews' intake on, they released a document saying that there was UFOs at Roswell, New Mexico. I wanted to get his theory on that.
We already talked about this. Don't you remember?
No, I don't.
I smoke millions of pounds of weed.
Oh, wait,
a day,
you know what?
So
you know what?
I
do remember. Never mind. I remember. Thanks. Hey, speaking of the South Bay, hey, JC, aren't the limousines, aren't they from the South Bay?
They are. They are from the limousines. More specifically, they're from Los Gatos and Campbell area.
I think Goofy might have jumped them in high school.
No, limousine?
The limousine, yeah. Or Dredge is another band that are from that area as well. Dredge, that whole group of people, they all kind of grew up together. Dredge, the limousines, all the guys from Strata all kind of grew up together.
Right on. Hey, let's hear some limousines. They're going to be at the Outside Lands Festival, too. And this
Do they
is
got
the,
a website or something?
It's just thelimousines.com, I believe.
Okay.
Here it is. This is their hit, Internet Killed the Video Star.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Everybody, it's Vince in the Bay back with the One Angry Jew, JC, and Goofy Bone. You want to join us? You know the number. I appreciate the people filing in now into the queue, into the chat there. Lots of guest listeners. Appreciate the love. If you are new to the Blog Talk Radio, it's real easy to join in the fun. It's just like any other social networking site. You just, sign up, create a profile, make a name. Ideally, do not make a name that has anything to do with your real name in real life, unless you want trolls and hackers exposing your every move and manipulating your identity. I'm Vince in the Bay, and so you just log in, you create a profile. It's really easy, quick to do. It takes you a minute. You can go do that, come back, and then you can jump in the chat room and chit-chat with us. So shouts out to Creme de la Creme, Goofy Bone, Kishu Zakova, and the 510 and the 50, or the 50, I guess it is. I'm sorry, the 510 and the 510, I guess it is. You know, every time I'm about to say the name of your show, JC, I want to say the 420.
The 420? Yeah, that's what we should have changed it to. Because originally,
I have a feeling that's taken.
Yeah, probably. The story goes that I used to be a part of this group called Life, Music, Love, and it was the same premise. We did a lot more video as well as audio. But I had partnered up with this trust fund kid from Alamo who decided to go rogue and steal all the passwords and wouldn't give them up. Now that website points to Pitchfork for some reason. So that's why I had to go off and do another show. So that's why we went off and did the 510. We were on Blog Talk for, I don't know, I guess about a year before Blog Talk threatened to charge people. And
to go with Shoutcast. They didn't threaten. They followed through. I'm paying
now.
I'm a paid subscriber now, yeah.
Are you? See, here's the thing I like about Shoutcast. We don't get the chat room, but I can easily get somebody to program me a chat program.
Of course.
So that
there's plenty of examples of that out there. Plenty of examples.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. You know what I'm thinking about doing? The way that, especially now, the way they have Blog Talk Radio set up now, which basically, if you look at the interface, it more or less looks like a Ustream interface, right? Except it's not video.
Definitely.
It's just a little photo album, what do you call it? Like a little, what do they call
Flickr
that?
Flickr stream.
Yeah, whatever. Flickr stream. Yeah, exactly. And who's to say I can't just go over to Ustream? I don't have to put my face up. I could just put up an emblem or my own little montage of images and do my show in better audio quality for free with the chat room.
We pay.
The only thing is, the only drawback, no live call-in number. They have to be Skype.
Yeah.
That's the only.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough when you get used to that whole you have live caller thing. But I'll be honest, man, I don't think I could ever go back to Blog Talk after we have amazing sound quality now. And on top of that, when we don't have our show on Monday night at 8 p.m., our general rotation, we just stream music the rest of the time. So 24/7, I have music going on. And we have the brand new Beastie Boys up there. We have brand new stuff from Dredge. We have all new music up on that stream. So, and it just runs 24/7, and you can do it on your Android, your iPhone. You can just run it from the website. I love it, man. Like I said, we were on Blog Talk for a long time, and I don't see myself ever coming back to it.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, I think at some point I will jettison from Blog Talk. I'm really kind of used to the interface and everything. It's just the sound quality is what's really the real hitch. And the whole interface, like, I'm running through I have like an M-Audio box that I'm running a little SM58 into, and
And this setup, not outside of Blog Talk, works just great and fine. It sounds wonderful. And then I listen back to my shows, and they sound all muffled and just garbled, and all my callers sound
because
muffled.
Because you're driving
and garbled
too much through the wires.
I'm not driving too much through the wires. I
Blog Talk cannot handle
anything more than
16K.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, the bandwidth and all that is just, it's garbage. It's
and so you're
over modulating
as far as Blog Talk is concerned. I'm sorry, was that technical?
It's tough to have good quality when you're going through the phones. I mean, we used to do Google Voice, and Google Voice is a good application for interviews, and we would just use Audacity to rip the audio that was coming through through Google Voice, or we would use Skype. Skype was another great tool that we used to do interviews. So it's just, Blog Talk is just not that great a quality. As much as the idea is great, I think Blog Talk is onto something. If they could just get the quality much better, then I think they're sitting on a gold mine. Right now, their Achilles heel is quality. And when you have a show that just doesn't sound very good, it's hard to build on a platform on that.
And it all goes to and people will be a lot more they'll be a lot more lenient when they watch like a YouTube video, and if the sound is good, but if the sound is crap and the video looks amazing, that takes people out of it. And if you're relying on is sound and it's crap, well then you've lost them already. Unless your content is just off the charts like this show, you know, you're pretty much up shit's creek.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, I applaud you for sticking with it. I mean, I thank you.
Yeah, I love it. To me, I feel like, well, it's a hobby. I have fun with it, and I'm going to branch off and do something different eventually. But I feel like I'm still sort of refining my shtick, if you will. And to me, this is a great training ground for that, and just kind of get my chops up, because I used to do radio back in the day. I did college radio, and for a while I wanted to get into radio, and then I got sidetracked into like filmmaking, and I went to film school and did all that stuff. And I don't know, I'm kind of over that now, and a lot, I still love doing video and editing and videography and all that stuff. I still dabble in that stuff. But I've BTR more than anything has really helped catalyze my interest or rekindle my interest in radio and broadcasting, and so now I kind of feel like I'm indebted to BTR in some ways, because you know I found out about it and was hooked, and it's really kind of blossomed into an obsession that keeps me off the streets and out of little girls' underpants.
Here's the thing that I like about Blog Talk Radio. It creates a very cool community of people. Like I've taken you to a show before. We've met in the past. And there's another guy that I talked to on Blog Talk. He runs the New Music Inferno, JR. He's a great guy. And out of that, that's invaluable to me. But I'll tell you what, the first time that I took my Droid phone and turned on my radio stream and plugged it into my stereo while I was sitting in traffic, there's no better feeling. Like, I was like, wow, this sounds amazing, and it's music that I'm listening to. So now when people tell me, hey, what radio station do you listen to? I just say my own, and it's I control it. Other people that are with the 510 control it. They have an FTP login. They upload any music they want. We have a special thing that we do every Thursday called Thumpin' Thursday. It's all Indian underground hip-hop all day long, and it's great. It's a community of people that just really are passionate about new underground music that people otherwise probably wouldn't hear. I mean, here's a good example. These are the last few songs that we played on our show. We played Starfucker, The Faint, Broken Social Scene, some Dirt Nasty, The Vaccine, To Change of Pace, and Story of the Year. It's stuff that people know and stuff that people probably don't know. And it's all different genres. So I love it, man. It's good stuff. Someday I'll show you, sit down and show you how this all works so that you can get hooked as well.
Very nice. I like it. And you know what else I like? I like this Chick Chick Chick, and I'm going to play it right now. And it's related to what we're talking to, broadcasting radio, AM/FM by Chick Chick Chick, appearing at Outside Lands Music Festival in San Francisco this summer. I'll be right back. Vince in the Bay, back with you Another 20 minutes to go here. I really appreciate the love. All the people that listen tonight, I thank you. And also, those of you tuning in the archive as well, I appreciate the love. I get about an overall an equal amount of listeners on average for both the live and the archive. Over time, though, the archive almost always outweighs the live listens. So much love to live listeners. My guest tonight, JC from the510.com. We're talking about Outside Lands Music Festival, and we're also deflecting insults from the One Angry Jew. If you want to join us tonight, the number's 347-826-7667. One artist that is not appearing at Outside Lands Festival and also happens to be the janitor here at Blog Talk Radio is Goofy Bone. What'd it do, Goofy? Goofy Bone, are you there? Oh, hello, Goofy. Are you unmuted, dude? Maybe not. Jew, are you
Mexican
still there?
Talking to himself, and I'm on mute. I can't believe it.
Exactly. And Goofy Bone was inside the Chevy when it was jumping up and down. Apparently, he knocked himself out.
Yeah.
How do they get those Chevys to jump up and down? I never could figure that out.
It's called hydraulics.
In the spring.
I see. Why do they do that?
Hydraulics for midgets in the spring.
Why do they do that? Are they mixing drinks in the back? What's the reason?
It's just like when Jews take off their shirts and they want to see how much hair does one Jew have. You know, they count all the hairs on the chest. It's kind of like that. It's like
I never heard of that, but I'm getting a feeling that you're kind of hairless on the chest, aren't you?
I'm hairless on the chest. Yes, I am.
I had a feeling about that. It was your aversion to things in your asshole.
I don't
want to
be
really tipped me off.
Come on, man. Are you fucking serious?
No, I really can't believe, Goofy, that you could be boning some girl and you would deny her a little fingering. You know, you're really a little bit...
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too.
I love that. And Debbie too. That's like...
And Debbie
like,
too.
That's fucking Goofy. Goofy, you should redo that and send it out to Debbie Daly.
I should, huh? Hey, JCD, how can I send my CD to you so you can review it?
Yeah, absolutely. The best way to reach me is jc@the510.com, and it's jc@thefive10.com, and I'll take a listen, man.
All right, cool.
Winning.
I've already taken a listen, but I'm not going to spoil it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge, because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Thanks, Jew. I'll remember to send you the album, too. Thanks for reviewing it.
Yeah, nice. So, Vince. How are we going to close out these 20 minutes here? What's the topic of discussion?
Well, typically Vince will allow the phone callers who call in, typical losers and leeches, who will have nothing to say, nothing to add, but they'll make strange noises and.
I didn't know this was Vince and the Jew show. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, the Jew is more or less got it right. Towards the end of the show, the callers. Like to call in the regular trolls if they're around. They're so far they haven't shown their faces, but I don't know. The night is still young. They like to swoop in at the last minute. A lot of the times, my cabana boy Carl will call in and bother me. He hasn't bothered me over the weekend. I think he was out. I don't know, gallivanting in the south of France or some shit. I don't know, is that film? There's some film festival going on or something. I don't know, some sort of gay shit.
I think him and the Jew
were
finger banging each other. I think him and the Jew were finger banging each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they filmed it, and now it's like premiering at the Cannes Film Festival.
You know what this feels like, Vince? I'll be honest. This feels like when I'm playing Call of Duty and there's some 12-year-old saying that he's going to fuck my mother with his machine gun. This is Call of Duty right here. This is your Call of Duty.
It is. I call it disorderly conduct. And I have another caller here. Let's go to the 111. You're on the air.
Hey, baby.
Oh, my God.
Can I fuck your mom with a machine gun, please?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sold.
What's up, dude?
I'm sold, Vince. I think I'm coming back every night.
Yeah, dude. This is where it's at,
Vince
bro.
Is the best show ever. I've been here every night for a week, you know? I love Vince. This is Kishu, by the way, if you know you didn't catch that.
Kishu is my new best friend on BTR. She's a great friend of the show. She's awesome. She brings a lot of color commentary to the program. She's got a sharp wit and a wry sense of humor, and she's really sexy too. And she's also an ex-KGB.
Wow,
this is all true.
That's something.
Kishu.
That's something you don't hear about outside of the 80s.
She sounds like she's really American too, doesn't she?
Right.
Does.
Well, I can sound Russian if you'd like me to sound Russian. You know, that's not.
No, don't do that. Don't do that, darling. I hate that.
I would be more impressed if you could be a Peruvian KGB with a Argentinian accent. Then I would be impressed.
I don't think I could do that.
Blown away.
Well, I don't think I can blow you away tonight, then, because
wow.
I might have to work on that one.
Yes, we'll work on that for the next show. Remember, Peruvian KGB, Argentinian accent.
Sounds good. So who is this that I'm
down.
Speaking to on the line here?
Peruvian. Because the only thing Peruvian I usually mess with is yayo.
Nice. Wow. I heard the food is horrible, but the women are beautiful. So there's that trade-off. Every culture has that. There's a bad to go with the good. So.
The food is horrible?
That's what I've heard.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
You don't possibly think that Thai food is horrible, do you?
I do not. I love Thai food. I really do.
Have you ever loved a Thai woman?
No, I have a Filipino wife, so I'm covered on the Asian area.
Oh, boy.
Area.
Here we go. Here we go.
So who is this guy, Ben?
This is JC. JC is my guest tonight. He's from the510.com. That's THEFIVE, the number 01and0.com. It's an online music radio show. It's kind of like the Debbie Daly Network, but with musical content and occasionally interviews with various musical artists who are, you know, on tour coming through the Bay Area more most likely.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you ever play any Morrissey?
We're waiting for you.
Yeah, I like to be happy, Morrissey.
You just, you know, I'm never going to listen to your show then.
Yeah.
I got a boner from Morrissey.
I'm sorry, Morrissey's not playing at Outside Lands. We're talking about Outside Lands. They just announced, have you ever heard of Outside Lands?
No.
It's a music festival. You've heard of Coachella?
Of course, yeah. I used to do sounds with Coachella back in the day.
Oh, nice. Sick. Oh, well, this is basically like Coachella, but for San Francisco. They do it in Golden Gate Park for 3 days. It's insane. It's in August, and there's like five stages or something, and it's like over 50 bands, and Muse, Fish, Arcade Fire, the Black Keys, MGMT, Girl Talk, the Decemberists, Erykah Badu, the Meters, the Roots, Arctic Monkeys, Big Audio Dynamite, Soundtribe Sector 9, Warren Haynes, and Big Boy, among some of the artists participating.
Wow, when is this? Because I would love to see the Arctic Monkeys
again. Come up for it. You should come out to check. You should come out
and check it out. And the Decemberists, they're really good live as well. So those are two bands I would definitely love to see. When is it?
JC, tell the folks about Outside Lands when it's happening.
Yeah, it's going to be August 12th through the 15th in San Francisco, and it's a 3-day festival this year. Before they've gone to a 2-day festival, but they're going back to a 3-day festival this year. And it's 59 bands, and I believe you're right, Vince. I think it's 5 stages.
Wow, I think I'm sold.
Well,
that sounds like a lot of fun.
We had this discussion earlier in the night that it's not as epic as it used to be. It used to be, like, the first year was Pearl Jam, and it just...
I'm sorry. Has anybody used the word epic prior to 3 months ago?
No. You know what? I'm a trendsetter. I'm going to bring it back.
I'm all
by
fail.
Yourself, huh?
Are you kidding me? Epic fail has been big for a long time.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I'm sold just because the Yankees are playing.
Yeah, I'm bringing Fan Dubulous back, too, so you might want to take a note of that, too.
Wait, who'd you say you were going just because they were there?
The Arctic Monkeys. I've got a huge boner for Mr. Alex Turner and the Last Shadow Puppet.
But she has used the word boner twice now.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
I got big boners, my eighth penis.
Oh, you missed it. I already played the only Arctic Monkeys track I had dialed in here. But
okay, well, I'll send you some Arctic Monkeys and you can play some for me.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And he does a side project called The Last Shadow Puppets with the singer of this band called The Rascals. I can't remember his name at the moment, but both really great bands. And, you should check them out, definitely.
Dude, for sure. So, you know what, I'm stoked. Remember just the other day we were talking and I played Big Audio Dynamite? And it turns out Big Audio Dynamite is playing at Outside Lands.
Nice.
Insane.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But Arcade Fire, too. I haven't seen Arcade Fire since I saw them at Coachella the year that Rage Against the Machine played their reunion show, the best Coachella ever.
I never
ever.
Really got into that band. I don't know. I just couldn't really get into them. But they're good, I mean, for what they do, which is not really my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you know.
Wait, I thought you said you liked
Arcade
Fire.
And I can see
Fire.
Vince again in August. What?
I thought you said you liked Arcade Fire. Oh, you don't like Arcade Fire. I think they're all right. I can tolerate them. I've seen them a lot of times too. I think they're great live. Like they did a live show. They had what's his name, the director of Brazil, the Monty Python guy. What's his name? Dude's name Terry Gilliam. He did a concert film with the Arcade Fire on YouTube. It was like streamed live. It was actually kind of cool. It made me kind of. I love behind the scenes documentaries for bands, like rockumentaries. If I could, like, if I ever got back into filmmaking, that'd be what I'd do. Just like, and I've done it to a certain degree. I've done YouTube channels and stuff, but that are music, live music related. But yeah, dude, that's where it's at. Live streaming, video and audio. On the internet, that's where it's at.
Definitely.
Anywho, JC, are you still with us?
Of course. It's going to be towards my bedtime, though, I'll be honest. No.
What's that?
I'm enjoying the chat, is what I'm enjoying. I've just
posted in
our chat room some of the guests that we have coming up on the 510 pretty soon, and so I've made your listeners aware of that.
Oh, wow. Elvis Costello. That's impressive.
Thanks.
I don't recognize any of the other bands, though. Cut Copy, Yellow Card, All Time Low, Freelance, Wales, Fools, and Two Door Cinema Club. Never heard of any of that.
Really? You've never heard of Yellow Card? They're that band that was really popular in like the late 90s, early 2000s. They had... They have a violin.
They have
a
violin
like,
player, yeah.
Yeah, they're like a pop-punk band. They're really good. Yeah,
they're great.
That sounds interesting. That sounds interesting, because I love, like, Gogol Bordello is my favorite band of all time, and I also like, doesn't Flogging Molly have a violinist?
Among others, yeah. We just had Flogging Molly
punk
on our show not too long ago.
Mixed with violin, I'm down.
Yeah.
It's punk rock, I take it, right?
I played violin for 5 years. When you bring it into anything,
you can play my violin all
amazing.
Night, sister. You can play my violin all night.
Oh, I will. I'll see you in two days. I'll be in San Francisco in 2 days.
I'm sorry you have to witness this. We're just gonna get down right now on the air. We still have 5 minutes to go, so I'm gonna have my way with Kishu on the air. If you guys don't mind.
My time flies.
well, thank you. While I'm doing Kishu here. Oh, baby, yeah, bend over. Oh, wow.
Oh, hell yeah.
Very flexible, gentlemen. So anyway, while I'm doing this here, I just want to thank JC for coming through again. JC, you were great, man. Oh, speaking of great, Kishu, can you, oh, my God, she's very, are you a gymnast by any chance, Kishu?
You know, I can do just about anything, honey.
Apparently. Wow. Anyway, so, where was I? JC, thanks for coming through, bro. Appreciate it.
Anytime, anytime. And, you know, we'll have to figure out a way to get you over to the studio so we can return the favor and have you on my show.
Oh, for sure, man. I'm totally down. Speaking of going down, getting down, Gishu, can you, a little to the left a little bit. That's nice. Oh, my God, I'm going to finish. Hang on. Wow, she's fucking good. Sorry, I was a quickie because we only have like 5 minutes left. What else do we got here? Oh, Ju, anything you want to throw in here before you say goodbye?
No.
Perfect. And what else do we have here? The Mexican, Goofy, what's up?
www.weedmaps.com. Look for your local weed provider near you.
Yes, sweet. That was informative.
How much did he pay for that plug?
That was informative.
I hope you get
some sort of like supplement or something out of that.
Well, one of these days, when I throw my California tour, supposedly they said that they're going to sponsor me, so
oh, that's
we'll see about that.
So, are you going to play at every dispensary? You should play at every dispensary throughout the state.
Did you say penitentiary?
That's a different tour. He's already done
right.
That tour.
I'm sorry. Is he taking the Chevy or not?
Can you shut up about the Chevy, Jew?
Come on, you own one of those.
Hydraulic on it?
You own one of those. You own one of those Chevy Hoppers, don't you?
Nah, I own a Charger.
A Charger? Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have a small penis, do we?
No. If I had a small penis, I would just be named Goofy. Dumb shit.
I'm not driving around in a Charger.
Oh.
So I have to say, Mr. Dick Burns Presents. He may be doing a show tonight.
Sweet.
So,
why?
Check that out.
I have something to do. I thought I was just going to masturbate and pass out, but I'm going to masturbate and then watch Dick Burns, or listen to Dick Burns, and then pass out.
What, Blog Talk Radio / Dick Burns Presents?
Fuck yeah.
Everybody check that out.
Check it out. They're funny. Dick Burns is hilarious. I totally endorse that program.
What about Debbie Daly? The new Debbie Daly.
What about the new Debbie Daly? Tell us about it, Goofy. I'm not familiar.
I don't know.
How's Cowpode? What's Cowpode up to? Is he on video like 200 yet?
I think he's mad at me because I did the video and I dissed the little kid in the wheelchair.
Oh my God. That's too much. That Cowpode is hilarious / sad.
Yeah.
I had to yell at him. Even the Jew. I even put the Jew out there. This one's for the Jew.
Right on. Well, hey, thanks, kids, for tuning in. It's always a pleasure to pleasure you. Thanks again to JC. JC, real quick, you got about 30 seconds for you to plug your show and your website one more time.
Yes, the 5cent.com. We broadcast every Monday night at 8 o'clock. We have various guests. Tomorrow night, we're doing a special Tuesday night with All-Star Weekend and MDOT, fulfilling our pop obligation, if you will.
Right on, dude. I appreciate it. I appreciate you coming in, especially at such short notice. I just hit you up today, and you were totally down, so I appreciate that.
The power of Twitter, my friend. And that's also, follow me on Twitter, I'm the Indie Host.
There it is. JC, thanks for coming through, and we'll talk to you again soon, and hopefully I'll see you outside at Outside Lands. Once again, this summer, it's Muse, Fish, Arcade Fire, the Black Keys, MGMT, Girl Talk, the Decemberists, Erica Badu, the Leaders, the Roots, Arctic Monkeys, Big Audio Dynamite, Soundtribe Sector 9, Warren Haynes Band, and Big Boy. I'll be there, JC will be there, and Kishu will hopefully be there. It'll be a good time.
Definitely.
And And Kishu, thank you again for joining me.
Thanks for having me, like always. And you know, definitely Dickman's Presents. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Where it's at tonight after your show.
Will do. I'll stop by if you guys are itching to keep hanging out and enjoying good quality entertainment here on Blog Talk Radio. Check me out. I'll be over there probably in the chat room listening and talking smack and beating off to Kishu's voice. Until next time, it's Vince in the Bay signing off on another successful Disorderly Conduct. And check me out next time. I'll be on tomorrow night, same time, 9 p.m. Pacific. That's 12 a.m. midnight Eastern. You're on Blog Talk Radio. I'm pleasured and honored to be pleasuring you tonight once again. Thank you for the love. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And as I say adios, I'm going to play one more track from yet another artist that's going to be appearing at Outside Lands. This is the Black Keys. The Black Keys, and the track is Tighten Up. All right, peace out.
deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning. Bye-bye.